course, Vanderbilt, the sad news a few Fridays ago, the passing of David Williams, the former athletic director, on the day of his retirement party, as a matter of fact. And here earlier this week, one of the true Vanderbilt administrative legends, and not just Vanderbilt, the Southeastern Conference around the country, the passing of a Nashville native, as a matter of fact, graduate of Hillsborough High School, June Stewart, and our good friend Tammy Beauclair, the vice president of All Day Communications. She once was the media relations director there and president of COSIDA, as June Stewart was the first female president of the College Sports Information Directors of America. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning, Greg and Big Joe. Good to hear your voices this morning.
Greg,
what a sunny day.
You need to have Greg. That's a good little resume Greg there got out of the way.
Well, that's because Tammy, the professional that she is, provided all of our talking points for this interview. That's what she does. She's in the PR business. So anyway, but I wish this conversation were under happier circumstances.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, and fortunately, I did learn from the best in June Stewart. Man, what a wonderful person, and so well respected. And just, I think, Greg, I told you when I sent the news out about her passing, I said, she spoke softly, but her voice was always heard. She was just a, like I said, a great lady, but she was just a great person and just a, you know, consummate professional, and I just was a great role model for me and so many other people in our business, and, you know, not just sports information directors, but coaches and athletic directors and members of the media and student athletes and fans. She was so well respected, and she will be missed.
Well, in 77, named the Women's Sports Information Director at Vanderbilt, 86, the Senior Women's Administrator, and then the honor of being the first female president of COSIDA, once again, the College Sports Information Directors of America, which was a long, long time, an old boy league. You know that.
Absolutely. My first COSIDA convention was in Oregon in 1986. And, June was one of the handful of women who were there. And I remember I was so impressed with her. And I was lucky enough that I was around a group of men who loved her and introduced me to her. So I was introduced to her very early in my career, and I was smart enough to make sure that I knew to ask her all the questions. And in fact, I always tell the story, it was even at that convention that we were all at dinner. June wasn't there, but I was at Stephen F. Austin at the time, so I was with a lot of the before the Southland Conference also, but it was with, I think, Gulf Coast Conference or something. But we were at a dinner, and I'm not going to name this prominent media person, but at one point at the dinner, he turned around and looked at me and asked whose wife I was. And I told him, I said, well, I'm not a wife, but I'm a sports information director. And so, yes, it was that. But because of June and because of some other pioneers such as Cam Flareup at Wisconsin, Mary Jo Haverbeck, who's at Penn State, you have really seen a really turn now in sports information, and there are a lot more women in the profession, and that's a great tribute to June.
Well, you know, piggyback off what Greg said, I mean, we take it for granted today because there are a lot of females in the sports information world, and it's an amazing thing. And we go back, you know, when June was trying to get in there, that was not easy to do. I mean, that's, you're talking about when you, I read that she's one of the first female athletic administrators in the country, and you're thinking, man, what a groundbreaking woman she was.
Absolutely. And you know, and she, like I said, when you knew her, she was, or you know, if you knew her, she wasn't, it's not that she was loud or she had a big, you know, presence where you're like, oh, here comes June. She just had such a grace and she listened to you, and she had a job to do. It wasn't that she was a woman doing a man's job. She was a woman doing a job. And I think that's what I always try to approach also. It's like, it doesn't matter if you're a male or female. We all have a job to do. And, we were going to do the job as the best we can because we love what we did. You know, we love what we do. So we were going to, you know, do it and do it well. And she, like I said, she just, she just had so much respect for people, and so many people respected her because of the great job that she did.
And you look at female athletic directors in the country now, I mean, it happens a lot of play right down the street at Tennessee State. I mean, there are female athletic directors everywhere, and you look at what June started, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, and you can talk with Teresa, you know, Phillips there at TSU, and she'll tell you the same thing about June, how she inspired her as well, and that's what Tuesday night after she had passed, I got there a little late after she had passed, but I was sitting with June's her children and some other friends came, and we were like, okay, well, we need to start calling people before they start hearing it from other from other folks, and just the names, I know we called Mr. Kramer, Roy Kramer, we called Jim Foster, we called Greg Sankey, and we called people at the NCAA, and we all looked at each other and we're like, man, how many lives this woman has touched. And she was just huge.
June Stewart, her passing earlier this week. Tammy Beauclair, Vice President of All Day Communications. And I covered Vanderbilt as the beat writer in that early 90s. And I know in 91, Assistant Athletics Director. In 1993, Associate Athletics Director. And what you had said earlier about just with such grace that she would just, every part of her oozed Southern grace and charm, and she was quite the lady, but you knew there was business at hand as well. And quite frankly, and we chuckled about it, I'm not going to go in deep, people can think about who was running the athletic department at the time, she cleaned up a lot of messes. Let's just call it like it is. She cleaned up some messes.
Yeah, that was pre-me, but I did hear stories. But like I said earlier too, she when she spoke, people listened, and she didn't say things just for the sake of saying things. She would sit back, and you could kind of, when you were in meetings with her, you could see her wheels turning, but when she did speak, boy, people did listen to her. And she was right. That was the other part.
Yeah.
She was always right.
What an awful 2 weeks it's been for Vanderbilt. I mean, you had the icon and David Williams. You had what June Stewart had accomplished. Just two huge people at the university now gone, but it's great we can remember them this way.
Absolutely. And two trailblazers. Two trailblazers. And that's exactly right, guys. I mean, how lucky Vanderbilt is to have to have a June Stewart, and with what she meant to women in the field, and then you've got David Williams and what he meant. So yeah, it is a pretty tough week there. It has been a tough couple of weeks there, and because it's athletics, it's a family. I mean, when you work in an athletic department, it is a family. You spend more time together with your coworkers sometimes and with your real family. So it hurts, it really does. It hurts. And I was listening earlier. I listened, to Tim, hear Tim and Maggie, of course, did not have the pleasure to work with June when she was actually an administrator. But again, she was such a Vanderbilt supporter and such a Vanderbilt fan and made sure that she was there at the games. And I know, I've talked to Jim Foster, Jeff McDonald, a lot of people, in the department now, and even some of the media here in town, they kind of came after June had left. And I said, it's a shame they weren't able to work with her and learn from her. But, it's up to us to kind of keep that legacy going and try to keep her memory alive in this as well.
Well, Tammy, we appreciate it. Of course, Vice President of All Day Communications and easily the much better half of the Beauclair family there everybody knows her husband, David, longtime sports writer here in Nashville. Tammy, when we talked this morning, I didn't realize it until you'd sent the email out last night to everybody that June had passed, and I immediately thought of you, and I'm glad you got this opportunity to come on and talk about June, because you could do it as well as anyone. Thank you, Tammy.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to be on here and talk about her. And I will continue talking about her forever, because everyone needs to know the legacy of June Stewart for sure.
Thank you, Tammy. Well said.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Big Joe.
Yes, ma'am.